Thank you for joining us once again for the Crossroads Baptist Church Radio and Podcast Ministry. Today we have a special guest for you. We have Brother Tyler Bridges from Bearing Precious Seed based out of Milford, Ohio, correct? All right, so I'm going to turn it over to him, and he's going to explain a little bit of what their ministry is and just give us what the Lord's laid on his heart.
Hello, my name is Tyler Bridges, and as Pastor Jeff said, I'm with Bearing Precious Seed. It is a local church Bible printing ministry out of the First Baptist Church of Milford, Ohio. We have been printing the Word of God for 49 years, and we are able to print whole Bibles, New Testaments, and John Romans, and we print in over 65 different languages and send them around the world to missionaries so that they can have God's Word to pass out to people in need. We have been greatly blessed by God over the years. Dr. Charles Keene started the ministry back in 1973 and led it for many years. And our current pastor, Pastor Dutchery, has been leading it for the last 20 so years. And just seeing how God has greatly blessed it and used it to be able to get the Word of God to countless people around the world. We've been able to print 215 million copies of Scripture. Again, that's whole Bibles, New Testaments, and John Romans. And we've been able to distribute them over every major continent and been able to get them in many, many countries. And it's just a blessing to see how God uses His Word. We know that His Word will not return void, and that is our desire, is that we get it to those who do not have it. There are about 7.5 to 8 billion people in the world, and if you look at that number to the 215 million, it's a very small number, but people need God's Word. We realize that this world is in darkness, and we need to get God's Word out. And there is a purpose for the church being responsible for the Word of God. If we look at the other day-to-day activities of the church, it is handled by church people. It's handled by God's people. So why should we let God's Word be handled by anyone else besides God's people? For years, God's Word was been handled by countries like China and other printing industries who see the Bible as only a monetary thing. They do not see it as God's holy Word, and they want to make a profit off of it. And we realize that God's Word is holy, and that He has asked the church to be responsible for it. And so that is why Bearing Precious Seed was started. And it was started it had very small beginnings and has grown to what it is today only by people with the faith to start it and just by God's people supplying for paper and for people over the years and getting involved. And you see, we get people involved in many different ways. One of the ways is what I do full-time around the year is a ministry called Seedline. Like I said, we print whole Bibles, New Testaments, and John Romans. The whole Bibles and New Testaments are assembled there in the print shop that we have in Milford. And the John Romans, we print close to anywhere between 8 to 9 million John Romans per year. And we do not have the capability to assemble all of those John Romans in our print shop there. We don't have the manpower or just the capability to keep up with that quantity that we print. So what we do is we work through a ministry called Seedline, which is a part of Bearing Precious Seed. And it is a hands-on Bible publishing ministry for the local church. What we are doing this week at Crossroads Baptist Church is we are assembling 30,000 John Romans in German language, and we're doing some in English for two different churches. And so that's what we do, is of those 8 to 9 million John Romans that are printed, we go out to churches and they assemble them in their church. We bring staplers, we bring the scripture, we bring a three-knife trimmer to make the John Roman look, cut off the edges of it and make it look neat. And the church actually assembles the John Romans in their church. They take time over several days, and they do all of the assembly work, and they pay for the scriptures themselves, and then they also assemble it. So it gives them a lot of investment in the work that they are doing, but it gives them also, like I said, a hands-on involvement. It's not just putting money in an offering plate to produce 30,000 scripture. It gives them some involvement, and it's wonderful. It's a Seedline is a ministry that gets the some of the youngest members of the church involved and some of the oldest members of the church involved in the same activity, and that's assembling God's Word. And it's a great time of fellowship, being able to spend time around God's Word, putting God's Word together. You know, we as the church, we don't always get to have activities where we're all together, all ages, but this is something that everyone can be involved with. You don't have to be a certain age, you don't have to have a certain skill to be able to help fold some covers and put some covers on books and staple. Anyone can get involved, and that's a wonderful thing to be involved with, and that's what we do year-round. Last year, in churches around the country, we were able to assemble over 8 million copies of John Romans out in churches, and it was just wonderful to see how much of God's Word we've been able to get out. And like I said, it's in over 60 different languages, and we do projects for missionaries, we do projects for ministries, and we are able to get a lot of scripture out and being able to do a lot around the world. Currently this year, we're doing a big project for Ukraine. With everything going on with the war in Ukraine, we're doing we've already put together several hundred thousand Ukrainian John Romans, and we've sent at least two containers. They actually left last week. We sent a container to Hungary and a container to Poland, because that's where a lot of the Ukrainian refugees are fleeing to. So a container usually holds about 300,000, at the most 300,000 John Romans, and we filled them with several hundred thousand Ukrainian scriptures and just scripture to be able to get to the people. We've also yesterday we were able to send a container to Brazil with Portuguese, and so we were able to get many scriptures done each year and be able to do projects for missionaries around the world. And we provide the scripture to the missionary free of charge. We want to make sure that God's Word gets out. And so that is our burden. There are many ways that to get involved with Bearing Precious Seed, if this is something you're interested in. Just different information. One roll of paper, it costs about $750. And with the price of everything that's gone up over the years, that we have seen that increase. And so currently, a roll of paper costs about $750, and that gets you, one roll of paper gets you 400 whole Bibles, it gets you 1,800 New Testaments, and gives you about 11,000 John Romans out of one roll of paper. Each roll averages about 1,200 pounds, and it's about 10 miles of paper if you were to roll it out. And so we order rolls of paper by the truckload, and we in a day can go through, if things run well, we can go through a truckload of paper a day. If everything goes well, we have two presses that print Bibles, and we've been blessed to be able to get these presses to do that. And so one of our biggest needs is paper. Another need that we have is prayer. Please be praying for the ministry. We need prayer for people. We need prayer for paper, like I said. We need prayer that the equipment runs well, prayer for safety for the men in the shop, and just pray for the needs that the scripture gets to where it's going. Whenever we send these containers, there's a lot of sometimes red tape that different governments keep the scripture tied up in. Sometimes it's hard for us to think of that, but sometimes whenever these containers get to the country, there's officials that will hold up the scripture because they want a bribe or they want some extra money. Be praying that there's no damage done to the scripture as they make their way into the country, and just be praying for there's people around the world that need God's Word. Another need that we have is people to get involved. We need people. We need God's people to get involved, and we need help. We're a ministry that partners with other people. We can't do everything ourselves, and so what we do is that is our goal, is we get other people involved, whether it's through Seedline, whether it's through supporting BPS, whether that's through donations, and if that's something that you would like to do, we have our website. It is bpsmilford.org is the website that you can go to, where you can see information about the ministry. You can see information in donating. You can find a link to Seedline if maybe that's something that you would want your church to get involved with, where you would have a Seedline missionary such as myself come to your church and your church put together some John Romans for your missionary, for one of the projects that we have going on, or for your church directly. That we do that as well. And anything that you would maybe want to get involved with, we would try to be able to help out. We love to be able to help and get scripture to missionaries, to churches, church plants, something we're involved with. Because not only does the world need the Word of God, but so does our country need the Word of God. Sometimes it is hard for us to really think about the need that is around the world and people needing God's Word. Here in America, it's so easy for us to have access to God's Word. We can have, we can go to Walmart right now and be able to buy a Bible for really cheap. We can go online and find the Bible for free. We probably have a copy of God's Word, multiple copies in our home, whether it's for us personally or for people in our family. We are so fortunate that we have such easy access to the Bible. It is hard for us to realize that there are people around the world that have to make the decision on whether or not they will get food for their family or whether they will buy a Bible. There's many countries where they are not able to afford the Bible. We've heard testimonies from different nationals or missionaries how they don't have the ability to buy a Bible, and so we realize that we need to get the Word of God out. And we need people to get involved and help with that. We need God's Word, and so do people around the world. Missions always involves two things. Missions will always involve the message, will always involve God's Word, and it will always involve a messenger in every situation. Whether it's here in America or whether it's on the foreign field, God's Word is needed and God's people are needed. We can look in Scripture at the example of Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. The Ethiopian eunuch was reading God's Word, but he needed someone to guide him. He needed Philip to come up and to show him what God's Word really meant. And we need to be giving people God's Word. That is what saves them. It is God's Word that does that, and we realize that. So we are always needing God's Word, and we always need God's people involved. It's the message and the messenger. Missions will always require that. And so we need people to get involved. And you may not be able to go to the foreign field yourself, whether it's physically or due to financial reasons, but if you're able to be involved in assembling God's Word, you don't know the impact that can have from it. Our statistics show that whenever we put together John Romans, one John Roman will pass anywhere between 1 and 7 people's hands whenever it gets to the field, and one of those 7 people will be saved. And how awesome is that? We're doing 30,000 this weekend here at Crossroads, like I said earlier, and if those statistics hold true, you could be affecting over 200,000 people, and close to 30,000 people will be saved from the involvement that's done over the next couple of days. And so there is, Seedline is easy. Again, it's easy to do the work. It is enjoyable. You have fun assembling God's Word with people in your church, but also has an eternal impact. Some of these scriptures are going to Germany. Some of the people in the church may never have the opportunity to go to Germany, but their fingerprints and their work over the next several days will go to Germany and impact people there for eternity. And so we need people involved. We need prayer and we need paper. And those are just the options. Again, the website is bpsmilford.org. And we have a Facebook page if you want to go, and it shows you updates and it shows you what is being involved. If you would search Bearing Precious Seed in Milford, Ohio, you can find it. And it shows different projects that are going on. And we just want you to be able to get involved. There's nothing greater. There's not a better investment than the Word of God. And we would ask you to please invest in that and please view it as something that is worthy of your time and your money. Thank you.